Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS-FM. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. Joining us on the phone line is Angela Ray with Conestoga College. We're going to be finding out about the Supportive Care Program. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning.
Angela, it's so nice to have you on the phone lines. We're going to get lots of details, lots of information here with the Supportive Care Program. So first off, what is the Supportive Care Program all about?
It is a tuition-free training to provide care to individuals in home or community settings to support people across the lifespan at various levels of health and wellness. They would need to have an employer lined up to guarantee employment, and it's a great opportunity to get experience right away, making a living wage, complete in 18 weeks with part-time hours Monday through Friday, and there is an option to complete virtually. So it's not necessary to travel to a Conestoga campus. Option to access hands-on labs to learn how to use some equipment. They do get an 80-hour paid placement with their employer. They receive 3 certificates as well as a college certificate. So lots of theoretical and practical options.
Well, there you go. And as you mentioned, gosh, lots of options right there. So why should someone choose the Supportive Care Program?
In home care, it's not a Monday to Friday, 9-to-5 type of job, but there is a lot of flexibility and a lot of variety in the environment, people, and situations that you would be faced with. So you're not chained to a desk. So those that like to be busy, you would really thrive. And personally, I really love connecting with people one-on-one and seeing them be comfortable and thrive. So that's a huge bonus. Another bonus is it's a great pathway to start your career in the home care field.
Oh, for sure.
The courses are all transferable to our PSW program, and those can also be transferred towards our nursing program.
Excellent. So what are some of the differences? You know, we've heard of personal support workers, and we're chatting about supportive care workers. What is the difference between the two?
Great question. So with supportive care, you do get a lot of hands-on personal care experience and knowledge, but you just don't have quite the level of training as a personal support worker. So it'd be generally best if you're supporting adults that are 18 or older and individuals who are more stable, have a more predictable level of care, and are able to advocate for themselves either verbally or through body language.
And there is a need for a supportive care worker. So is anyone eligible for something like this?
Yeah. So there's a little bit of eligibility criteria. So you do have to be a Canadian citizen, permanent resident, protected person, or refugee claimant, be able to understand, speak, read, write English fluently, live and work in Ontario. And then it could be great for parents who are either looking to enter or re-enter the workforce. It could be a good choice for recent high school graduates exploring different career options or internationally trained professionals who are maybe waiting to get their professional designations recognized.
And gosh, you really touched on it there in terms of it has obviously been a rewarding experience. What are some of the other rewards or perks with regards to that?
Yeah, so you really get to make a difference in people's lives. And it's really the best for individuals who are patient, caring, genuine, empathetic. You get to be able to provide relief to not only an individual, but a family, and let them know that their loved ones are in good hands. So there's lots of professional development opportunities that these employers are offering, lots of opportunities across Ontario. You get to be a part of a great care team, use your creativity, and you get to learn about people. I find it so fascinating to learn about people's lives, personalities, and interests. No two people are going to be the same.
Oh, well said there, Angela. So again, if the folks want to find out, when's this being offered, these programs?
So we have 2 upcoming cohorts, one that starts October the 3rd and one November the 7th. So for the October cohort, the registration deadline is September the 12th, and we do have 2 career fairs coming up that individuals are welcome to attend to get connected with employers.
So those career fairs right there is a great way to get some information or to get your any answers to your questions.
Yeah, we're hosting one in Waterloo on September the 13th, and we also are offering a virtual version on September the 28th.
All right, so we've set the stage here. How can folks get some more information or to get signed up? What's the best way?
Yeah, so we do have 3 information sessions happening per week. The best way to connect with us would be to email us at our supportive care email address. So that is supportivecare@conestogac, www.on.ca.
And it's a great website, really easy to navigate, and lots of great information there with regards to supportive care workers. Angela, is there anything else we haven't covered, or just get more details?
Yeah, I would love to see you at our career fairs, and in the meantime, feel free to reach out to us.
All right. And of course, we'll share the links with mystratfornow.com and on our socials as well. Angela Ray with Conestoga. Again, get details about the supportive care program for supportive care workers. Angela, thank you so much for all the information.
Thank you so much, Jamie. Have a great day.